Holiday gift-giving season is upon us, and those with children on their list may be in a quandary on what to give. Cindy Patterson is the children's librarian at the Billings Public Library. She says books are a good choice and offers some suggestions.
Books are a good gift for children because it's important to have books in the home. So many times we tell people they need to read to their children. But if the books are not readily available, if it's 30 below and a trip to the library is not possible, you need to have books in the home that you can just grab and have them ready to go so that you can read. The most important thing I think that people don't realize is that they need to read to babies. They need to read to those 0 to 2 year olds. And the best thing to do for that would be board books. They're easily held. You can hold them. The babies can chew on them, which they do. I have a year old granddaughter who eats books, but they're bright, colorful. And Sandra Boynton is the author that is just so great. You're smiling. I can tell you know Sandra Boynton. You cannot go wrong with any Sandra Boynton book. But there are also some classic picture books that have been made into board books, such as Bill Martin's Brown Bear, Brown Bear. What do you see? I see a red bird looking at me. And they're bright, they're colorful, they don't have a lot of words. And so that's what you're looking for in a board book for a baby.
What are some other suggestions out of your list?
Well, let's go with some picture books. David Shannon is just a classic author. He's done all of the No David books. He did a book many years ago called Duck on a Bike, where the duck gets on the bike and rides all over the farm and ends up with all of the other animals riding on bikes. And at the very end of that book, he's looking at a tractor, a red tractor. And I actually have met David Shannon, asked him when he was going to write that book, and he said never. And guess what? He wrote that book, Duck on a Tractor, so that is brand new. Groovy Joe, Ice Cream and Dinosaurs by Eric Litwin. Eric Litwin is the author you'll recognize as Pete the Cat. He's now gone to dogs, and so Groovy Joe is a dog, so we've gone from Pete the Cat to Groovy Joe, so you know that that will be great. Beginning reader, Elephant and Piggy, just great books by Mo Willems. He's the Dr. Seuss of a new generation. Elephant and Piggy, if you can imagine an elephant and a pig being friends, they are great books on friendship. They're great stories to read, very enjoyable for kids.
What about selecting a book for an older child?
Find out what that child is interested in, because you don't want to grab a book if they have absolutely no interest in it. So find out if they are into sports. Then you would want to look at maybe a Matt Christopher book. Find out if they're into mystery. Find out if they're into comic books, graphic novels. Those are huge now. Huge.